September 22, in the hour of grief. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Lamentations 3, 32 and 33. We have drunk at the same cup of sorrow, but it was mingled with joy and rest and peace in Jesus. He doeth all things well. Our Heavenly Father doth not willingly afflict and grieve the children of men. This world is a scene of our trials, our griefs, our sorrows. We are here to bear the test of God. The fire of the furnace is to kindle till our dross is consumed, and we come forth as gold purified in the furnace of affliction. Light will come out of this darkness, which to you at times seems incomprehensible. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21. Let this be the language of your heart. The cloud of mercy is hovering over your head, even in the darkest hour. God's benefits to us are as numerous as the drops of rain falling from the clouds upon the parched earth to water and refresh it. The mercy of God is over you. Mary, dear precious child, is at rest. She was the companion of your sorrows and disappointed hopes. She will no more have grief or want or distress. Through faith's discerning eye, you may anticipate amid your sorrows and griefs and perplexities, your Mary with her mother and other members of your family answering the call of the life-giver and coming forth from their prison house, triumphing over death and the grave. Your faith may see the loved and the lost ones reunited among the redeemed of earth. You with them, ere long, if faithful, will be walking in the streets of the New Jerusalem, singing the song of Moses and the Lamb, wearing the jewel crown. All things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. Could your eyes be opened, you would see your Heavenly Father bending over you in love. And could you hear his voice, it would be in tones of compassion to you who are prostrate with suffering and affliction. Stand fast in his strength. There is rest for you.